Now we're going to head to South America. Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil are two icons of Brazilian music, and they have a new record out. The album looks back on a century of music and their long friendship. They sat down with NPR's Jasmine Garst to talk about music and politics.
In 1967, a young Gilberto Gil, alongside the band Os Mutantes, did something that was considered quite scandalous. They played a televised Brazilian music festival using electric guitars. The song was Domingo no Parque, Sunday in the Park. The audiences received them with a mix of claps and boos. Gil wasn't the only one plugging in. Another young musician at the festival, Caetano Veloso, also showed up with a rock band. This was the beginning of Tropicália, an artistic movement that was often critical of the country's military dictatorship. Tropicália fused rock and roll with traditional Brazilian sounds. Veloso says at the time, being raucous felt like the only way to be heard.
The fact that we were under a dictatorship taught us what violence really meant. And we thought that the artistical reaction our colleagues were presenting was too passive. And the violent aspect of rock and roll interested us more because we were seeing violence.
What they were doing was riskier than just offending musical tastes. Brazil's military regime considered them disrespectful. The leftist opposition to the government saw rock and roll as a cultural invasion from the U.S.
They reacted as if we had succumbed to American imperialism.
In 1969, while the Beatles were releasing Abbey Road, the musicians from Bahia went to jail. Gil says prison actually helped him push his musical boundaries.
Being in prison gave me a certain freedom, a certain liberty. Let's go exploring beyond the common sense.
Veloso felt differently.
I was totally destroyed and I almost went mad.
Both artists were released after a few months and exiled to London. They continued their solo careers and went on to become legends of Brazilian music. Gil eventually became Brazil's Minister of Culture. Over the decades, they maintained a close friendship, which they celebrated earlier this year with the release of an album recorded in concert.
Eu brasileiro, confesso, minha culpa, meu pecado.
They cover some classics and reinterpret their own most iconic music, including Marginalia 2, penned by the poet Torquato Neto and put to music by Gil in 1968. I, a Brazilian, confess my guilt, my sin, my desperate dream, my well-kept secret, he sings. My land has palm trees, where a strong wind blows of hunger and great fear, mostly of death. The apocalyptic tropical lament could have easily been written today, amidst Brazil's current political chaos. Neither of them wants to see President Dilma Rousseff impeached, but Veloso says Brazil remains a country with deep social and economic divisions.
Brazil is a very unequal country, probably one of the most unequal countries in the world. And that's the basic and only really important problem and question.
Gil and Veloso are still asking those questions, but now, Gil acknowledges, the music is more mellow and minimalistic.
Mostly due to the fact that we are just the two of us and our two guitars.
Near the end of the record, the duo goes back into Domingo no Parque, that song that caused so much controversy nearly half a century ago.
O rei da brincadeira, e José. O rei da confusão, e João. Um trabalhava na feira, e José. Outro na construção, e João.
This time the audience cheers wildly and sings along. A lot has changed in Brazil since Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil first took the stage. Though some say too many things remain the same. One thing that has stood the test of time is their friendship. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.
Capoeira não foi pra lá, pra Ribeira.